You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Colorado College head coach Andy Partee. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Coach, headed into your fourth season in the SCAC, just take me through your mindset as we begin another year.
Well, looking at this year to show obviously some improvement, 4 years into the conference, or being the fourth year in the conference, I think I have an entire team now that is familiar with all the members of the SCAC, obviously with the exception of my freshman. So we're looking to obviously show some improvement and see if we can continue to move up the ladder in the West Division and compete with the entire conference overall.
12-13 last year, coach, 7-9 in SCAC play. Just talk about what the team learned throughout the course of last year.
Well, I think they learned that they are capable of winning, especially out of conference. We played up in weight class, playing four non-division three games and won the three of the four. So I think that instilled a lot of confidence in them and built their confidence to the extent that they know they can step on the court and compete with anyone.
Strong senior class, coach, but of course, it starts with Nick Rose. Last year, led the league in points per game at just over 21 points. Talk about, not only the senior class, but specifically Nick and the way you've seen him grow as a player over his 4 years at school.
Well, Nick is certainly someone who just blew up last year, to put it blunt. His first 2 years were, kind of marginal years where he was still filling himself into the college game, but last year we saw him reach that stage of development where he not only was confident, but he could perform at will with skill really demonstrate that he could be the best player on the court regardless of what level we play. His leadership has obviously infected the rest of the team, something that he didn't have when he was a freshman, losing every single game of the year. And I think he's taken that experience into his final 2 years and had enough losing that he didn't want to go out with too many losses in that column.
Last season, coach, second to last in rebounding margin. Talk about how you guys try and improve in crashing the boards heading into this year.
Well, it's been an issue since I took over the program. Obviously not having size has impacted the rebound margin, but in terms of being effective overall, I don't think size hurts us, unless we, miss box out assignments. But we focus on it regularly. We try to outwork the opponent if we're given up benches by position. Pursue the ball for sure on both ends of the floor. I think there were some games, especially beginning of the year last year, where we out-rebounded bigger teams who had bigger front lines pursuing the basketball. And I think a lot of people look at rebounding as something that you got to have big guys or athletic guys in order to be effective at. But we were able to do that, some games, not all games, just by outworking the opposition. So it is a focus, but, activity wins. If you're more active than the other opponent, regardless of talent, you just might have a shot.
Well, you mentioned that activity and activeness. You guys did a good job last year of creating turnovers, fourth in the league in steals. Just talk about the importance of being active, creating those steals and turnover opportunities, and turning those into buckets.
Well, you have to focus on creating turnovers when you got a team that's night in, night out smaller than the opposition. If you can take care of extending the pressure in the backcourt, you might not have to worry about too many shots coming off the rim into the opposition's hands for putbacks. So it not only helps the rebounding margin, but it also helps field goal percentage. Last year was the best year in terms of defensive field goal percentage. We held teams to 40% or less, and something I was pretty proud of. And so the emphasis on creating turnovers showed in the defensive field goal category.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Colorado College head coach Andy Partee. And coach, the SCAC provides a number of challenges. Certainly, travel and playing on the road is one of them. Last year, you guys were 6-3 at home in conference play, just 1-6 on the road. What did you think was the difference in the play with the Tigers at home as it compared to on the road?
Well, certainly the comfort level of having to prepare for games and having the time to prepare if you're at home. And you miss a day of practice on Thursday because you're traveling, so you don't really get that day before Friday's game. So you really miss out on that extra day. And I think it does impact you. You know, not to mention, you know, being on an airplane or being on a bus. You know, depending on where you're going, certainly the Hendricks-Millsaps trip is always the toughest because you're 5 hours apart from those two conference opponents. You know, it's just, I think overall it's just comfort level. Everyone tends to play well at home. And you got to obviously take care of your home games. On the road, you got to steal a few. And we weren't fortunate enough to steal more than, you know, that one game at Southwestern. But, you know, that's the nature of any conference. You know, when on the road, it makes sure you take care of business at home.
Coach, what's been the biggest surprise from these guys as you guys have gone through practice and preseason and prepared for the start of the year?
I think the biggest surprise has been how quickly the leadership has gotten the freshmen into the flow of you know, our style of play and our scheme. The first day of practice demonstrated that we didn't have to spend too much time introducing what was certainly new to all our young guys. And, you know, we're pretty excited about the freshman class we have, and we're going to lean on them quite a bit.
Well, you mentioned the freshman class, Coach. Talk about the way they've come in, adjusted to college ball, and do you feel like you have some guys that can really help and make an immediate impact on this team?
Well, certainly in the recruiting process, we recruited them as impact athletes. I think four of the five that we have will see plenty of time, maybe three of the five very early in the first 2-3 weeks of the season, and the fourth person might just have to grow a little bit more before we could, you know, throw them to the wolves. But they're talented. You know, two point guards, Ryan Milne and Jake Tramatolo, who come from very successful basketball programs in Phoenix. Tramatolo played on a team that went to the state finals his entire high school career, played with Royce Woolworths, the son of Orlando Woolworths, so he's accustomed to playing with talented players. And then Milne played at Brophy Prep for a former Stanford assistant. So they're coming from very good pedigree, so I'm excited to coach those guys. This is actually the first opportunity I've had to coach a point guard from his freshman year on. And then Ben Foley is a very rugged two guard that we're high on, and his talent level rivals Nick Rose, and so it's going to be exciting to see him grow. And Daniel Webb is a 6'7 freshman who has agility, has skill, has athleticism. You know, his body just has to grow into this level, being faster and more physical. So I think those guys will certainly make an impact, if not right away. Before we get to midseason, we should start to see those guys really fill the stat sheet.
For our listeners out there, Coach, what can they expect to see from a Coach Partee-led basketball team?
You know, hard work. Since I've been here, even the teams that didn't win more than five games, they played hard. And at the end of every game, coaches always said, you guys played hard. And, you know, we just lack the talent and the depth. This team has talent. It has depth. We don't have a roster of 15. But, you know, this is a year where we can call some names off the bench, and the talent level is not that far removed from, you know, the guys that are coming off the floor. But you can expect this team to certainly compete the way we did last year at the very beginning of the season, and I think you can see you can expect to see some consistency where there's not a drop off from, you know, going 5-1 to finishing 7-12. So we have high hopes, but certainly for everyone, including the staff, we have to be consistent for a 25 game season in hopes of making it more than 25.
Coach, you guys open up the year against Division I Air Force. Just talk about the excitement that is for the kids to have the opportunity to play in that experience, and what your expectations are for that game.
There's definitely a lot of excitement surrounding it, especially here in Colorado Springs. Our players have been looking forward to it since the day I told them they were going to be on the schedule. You know, this senior group has played up in weight class, playing a lot of the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Division II schools here in state. You know, we can't really travel too much for budget reasons to play like-level opponents because we're the only D3 in our time zone. You know, so I think that playing up to the Division I level is not much of a shocker. I think they swap sweat with a lot of great athletes and a lot of talented programs at the Division II level that this is just another team that they get a crack at that's not Division III. But my expectation is that we'll execute, we'll play hard. I think our preparation has been pretty good. familiar with Princeton type basketball, and I think they've taken that and been very confident about their preparation because it's not something that they don't know. Granted, it's a Mountain West team, it's Division One. There's a 6'10" center. They could possibly start 2 6'6" guards, but again, they've had a career of playing against higher level talent, higher level teams, and even the SEAC itself is a very tough conference. And so this game prepares us for what we have remaining on the schedule.
And finally, Coach, just talk about the goals you have set for this 2010-11 CC Tigers team, and what are two or three things that you've really been working hard on with the guys in order to get better each day and be ready for the start of the season?
Well, just, we constantly, focus on our process as a team. We do things daily to get better. We don't talk about winning. We talk about, that process being a byproduct of winning. So we're not going to waver from the things we've been doing the first 4 years. I think they can look back now and say, we went from 4 games to 0 to 5 wins to 12, and we can say with confidence that that's progress. And so I don't think that they'll challenge what we're doing. We'll just focus on continuing the maturation process for the younger guys and continue to grow for the older guys. And you talked about Nick Rose earlier. He is still growing, and it's just amazing to see his experience is showing far and beyond just his individual talent. So we'll just continue to do things daily as we've been doing the past 4 seasons. And like I said, now it's about consistency. We can't have letdowns. We can't play a great game against Austin College and lose to a building program at Sewanee, a program that's hungry to compete just like we are. We just have to be consistent if we want to be a team that is finishing in the upper echelon of the SEAC.
Colorado College head men's basketball coach Andy Partigue, and the CC Tigers open up their 2010-11 campaign November 17th against Air Force. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move throughout the season.
My pleasure, and enjoy your time, too.